Hello, your readers on this part of Chatterbox are Robin Quine and
Alison Aplin.
As usual, we have a mix of news, features and information desk. Later, we have Margaret Thompson's What's On feature and our first account of Norwich City's performance this season. But first, here's information desk.
Our thanks this week go to Joy Wilby for your generous donation and to Joyce Tunmore for the stamps. It's good to hear that you enjoy receiving the memory sticks. We're sorry, Bob's Beer, that you could not get your recording to work. We tested it on our machine here and it seemed to be okay, but please do let us know if you have any further problems.
All those with sight problems are welcome to come and discuss everything from local events to international affairs. Meetings take place on the first Tuesday of the month from 2 to 4pm and cost £3 at the Bradbury Centre, Beckham Place, Norwich, NR3 3DZ. The next meeting is on the 6th of September. For more information, call Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558 or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
There's a Battle of Britain concert presented by the Taverham Band on Saturday the 10th of September at St Peter Mancroft Church, Millennium Plain, Norwich, from 7pm until 9pm. And proceeds from the night will go to the NNAB. The minibus will leave the NNAB car park on Magpie Road at 6:30pm. It's £10 for your ticket and a lift on the bus. Please call fundraising to reserve your seat on the bus on 01603 629 558.
Norwich Macular Group meetings take place on the second Friday of each month between 12 noon and 2pm at the Bradbury Activity Centre, and refreshments are available. There is often a guest speaker who gives a talk on a variety of topics, including equipment available to aid everyday tasks and advantages in treatment for macula. The next meeting takes place on the 9th of September. For further information, contact Derek Heffer on 01603 861 554.
Have you something to say? Have you ever felt the urge to write? Come and join others with the same interests and work together to reveal your inner voice. The NNAB runs a group that will give you the opportunity to express yourself through the written word, whatever your vision problems. The club meets between 2 and 4pm on the third Tuesday of the month at the NNAB Bradbury Centre, and it costs £3. The next meeting is on the 12th of September. To find out more, please call Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558 or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
Before the next news items, we would like to thank Joyce Preston for her recent message. As many of you know, David Cook was a regular Team 2 reader on this part of Chatterbox for many years. Joyce wrote in to say, "I was very sorry to hear that David is retiring from Chatterbox. I have enjoyed listening to him reading for several years and will miss his cheerful voice. Thank you, David." We now have two stories with Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind connections. A legendary player for Norwich City is taking on a blindfold challenge to publicise NNAB and raise funds. And a Norfolk brass band, which has just returned from Belgium, will also be fundraising for the NNAB.
Norwich City legend Jeremy Goss is urging people to put themselves in the position of those with visual impairment by taking on a blindfold challenge. On September the 3rd, Mr. Goss, who is now a fundraiser for the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind, will be taking part in a blindfolded half-marathon walk and is hoping others will have a go as well. Guided by fellow NNAB fundraiser Holly Gooder, Mr. Goss will walk from the Pier Hotel in Galston to Courton and back. Mr. Goss, who's 51, said, "It's very difficult for those of us blessed with good sight to imagine just how challenging it can be to do normal, simple things such as walking along the prom when you suffer from sight loss. I have done blind walks before, admittedly never this long, and I have found that as soon as the blindfold goes on, I start to feel disorientated and dizzy, so this will be a very difficult challenge. As well as Mr. Goss taking part in a walk himself, the charity will have qualified guides on Galston Beach who will take visitors on short blindfold walks of their own. The Mayor of Great Yarmouth will also be in attendance. We're challenging members of the public so that they can understand the difficulties that blind and partially sighted people face every day, Mr. Goss added. It's about appreciation for the eyesight we do have, but also giving people the chance to understand the challenges that people without eyesight face every day, and having this experience will help people do that. The event will also serve as a fundraiser for the charity, and with the support of public donations and sponsors, including Barclays Bank in Galston, the Pier Hotel, Langley School and Leeds Prior, Mr. Goss is hoping to raise around £8,000.
A Norfolk brass band has just returned from Belgium, where it took part in the last post ceremony at the Menin Gate in Ypres, and now it is preparing for its next engagement, a concert in Norwich commemorating the Battle of Britain. Tavram Band was invited to take part in the ceremony, which has taken place every day since 1929, except during the period of German occupation during the Second World War. The gate is inscribed with the names of more than 54,000 British and Commonwealth soldiers who died at the Ypres battlefield, but who have no known grave. Following the sounding of the last post by buglers of the Ypres Fire Brigade, the band played the moving Hymn to the Fallen by John Williams from the film Saving Private Ryan, while wreaths were laid by veterans associations and families of those commemorated at the gate. Now the band is preparing to play a concert marking the anniversary of the Battle of Britain in St. Peter Mancroft Church in Norwich on Saturday, September the 10th, which will include Hymn to the Fallen. The concert will raise money for the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind.
The NNAB helps 20,000 Norfolk people with poor sight remain independent and confident, living in their own homes wherever possible. A team of community workers makes nearly 7,000 visits a year to people at home. 6,000 people annually visit its five equipment centres in Norwich, King's Lynn, Great Yarmouth and Cromer to seek advice and learn about new aids available. Its Young Eyes team provides help, support and life skills to hundreds of children and young people. Activities provided by the charity include a range of sports, audio book clubs, theatre visits, discussion groups, IT training and gardening. The charity runs the only purpose-built residential home for 37 blind and visually impaired residents in Norfolk, plus 20 sheltered flats to promote independent living. It receives no state funding and pledges that every penny raised in Norfolk is spent in Norfolk. On Saturday, October the 29th, a Halloween masked ball will be held at the Norfolk Suite Sproston Manor Hotel in support of the NNAB. For more information or to book tickets, which cost £40, call the NNAB on 01603 629 558 or email fund@nnab.org.uk.